The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net with Magellan AI. Spotify released its quarter one 25 financial update, making more than $1.3 billion profit in the quarter. The company saw a year-on-year growth of 10% monthly active users to 678 million. In the prepared comments to investors, Daniel Ek raised concerns about increased economic uncertainty in the world and bragged that the company can now add new features to their apps six times faster. Wondery has signed a first-look deal with Lindsey Graham and his company Airship. It's the first time Wondery has done a first-look deal directly with talent. The two collaborate on American History Tellers and American Scandal. Goalhanger is celebrating hitting 1 billion streams of its content. The company says it's the biggest independent podcast producer outside the US. Players of EA Sports FC will now be able to listen to podcasts and music from Spotify while they play. The pilot is testing in Australia and Saudi Arabia. The complication of music licensing is such that the press release notes that certain music is currently not available in this experience. CNN's Christiane Amanpour is making her way to podcasting via the UK's Global. The owner of a number of commercial radio stations in the UK and the popular News Agents podcast. Meanwhile, CNN itself has launched The Account from CNN today, a new home for powerful narrative-driven audio storytelling. The Gilded Audio podcast Snafu with Ed Helms is now a book as of today. Snafu, the definitive guide, is available wherever you get your books. The team says, think of it like a podcast, but without sound. In fact, it's mostly text with a few images, and you can hold it in your hands while you settle into the couch. Sounds a lot like a book to us. Veritonic has enhanced its creative measurement solution, adding enhancements for collaboration and streamlined setup. The last day to enter JAR Audio's Emerging Women in Podcasting pilot competition is May the 1st. And iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio and iHeartPodcasts have slightly new logos with a new typeface. The way to tell is to look at the eye of iHeart. The old version has a curved top. The new version is square. The company has updated its listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio buttons, which you might want to go and download. Now, Mushroom News.
Good evening. There's been a bombshell development on the first day of the highly anticipated mushroom murder trial.
Back in 2023, Erin Patterson went out to collect mushrooms from the forest and fed them to relatives in a meal. The only thing was, some of those mushrooms were deathcap mushrooms. Her lunch guests fell ill and three died. A tragedy and a terrible accident, said her lawyer in the first day of her trial in Australia today. But she faces three murder charges and an attempted murder charge, which she denies. The case continues. Well, that sounds like a good idea for a podcast. Yes. Quite a few people have had that idea, it turns out. From News Corp Australia, the country's largest newspaper publisher, The Mushroom Cook, is covering the trial using the newspaper's journalists. The Mushroom Trial, Say Grace, is from Nine Networks, co-hosted by Nine reporter Penelope Liersch and The Age crime and justice reporter Erin Pearson. The trial of Erin Patterson is from the Daily Mail as part of the Crime Desk. The Mail isn't published in print in Australia, but has a successful website. Mushroom Case Daily is from the public service broadcaster the ABC, presented by Christian Silver. And the Mushroom Murder Trial appears to be an independent podcast from a company called Bolton Street. Let the best one win. And in podcast news, in and around podcasting this week, Danny Brown is joined by PodNews' editor, James Cridland. That's me, to talk about the PodNews report card and Edison Research's Infinite Dial. And we get the flattering ram out. In Unstoppable Ultra Runner, you'll learn how to train your mind like you train your body. Coach and veteran ultra runner Susan Donnelly shares real-world mental strategies to help you stay strong when races get tough, so you can outlast fear, silence self-doubt, and finish what you started. In the new episode of Mike's to Millions, Sam welcomes back Pod News' editor James Cridland, that's me again, to discuss his efficient, sustainable approach to producing Pod News, with a focus on workflow, automation, creativity and monetization. Apparently, I also emphasize building a system that supports long-term consistency without burnout by automating repetitive tasks and aligning work with natural energy patterns. Get me. And in season two of her true crime series, The God Hook, journalist Carol Costello investigates the complex case of the Ohio Craigslist killings and unearths the untold story of the crimes that preceded the murders and the victims who've never received justice. The show includes previously unknown details of Richard Beasley's alleged crimes and how he used the God Hook to lure his victims and bend them to his will. And this podcast is sponsored by Magellan AI. If you're headed to the podcast show in London, you should meet with Magellan AI. There's a link in the show notes. We'll be doing that, and we'd like to thank them for their support this month. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe for free, we're at podnews.net.